This is Jesus in All of the Bible, a spoken gospel podcast. In each episode, we take a quick look at what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in.
The Jewish leaders are ready to kill Jesus over his claims to be the Son of God. The problem is that they have no authority to kill him on their own. So they try to brand Jesus as a political threat to Rome. But over and over again, Jesus is declared innocent. Pilate says Jesus has done nothing wrong three times. Herod says that Jesus is innocent. A crowd chants, though, for Jesus to be crucified. And they demand he be killed instead of a murderer and a terrorist. When Jesus is hung on the cross, the criminal next to him recognizes he has done nothing to deserve execution. And at the moment Jesus dies, the centurion presiding over Jesus' crucifixion worships God and declares that Jesus is not only innocent, but righteous. Just as Jesus prophesied, he was treated and numbered among the transgressors. He died like a criminal, having done nothing wrong. A man named Joseph buried Jesus on the day of preparation. It was the day when all the loose ends at work were tied up and all the meals were prepared so that Israel could rest on the Sabbath. Jesus' body, like Israel, was prepared for rest. When Jesus dies, the curtain in the temple is torn in two. The curtain divided the sinful world from God's holy presence. Jesus dies, condemned as a sinner. But in that moment, everything that kept transgressors from entering God's presence was torn down. Because of our sin, the innocent Jesus was declared guilty. Yet because of his innocence, we who were guilty are now declared righteous. Jesus bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to our transgressions and live fully forgiven in God's presence. Just as God worked for 6 days and then rested on the Sabbath when his work was complete, so Jesus completes his work at his death and rests on the Sabbath too. Paul writes that at the moment Jesus died, he made everyone who trusts in him new creations. In other words, when the Sabbath is over, a new week begins, and Jesus rising from the dead means God is no longer at rest. He is working, offering resurrection life, and making new creations of everyone who gives their guilt to Jesus and receives his perfect innocence. So I pray that the Holy Spirit would open your eyes to see the God who creates and rests. And may you see Jesus as the one who makes us new creations, who can live in God's presence.
Thank you for listening to Jesus in All of the Bible. This podcast is created by Spoken Gospel, and you've been hearing from David Bowden. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. To learn more about our mission and to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.